from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's time now to go beyond the headlines. And for the next 2 hours, go where every sports fan wants to go. Behind the scenes and into the practice facilities, locker rooms, coaches' offices, and press boxes to get the info before anyone else. This is the ESPN 1320 Insiders.
Hey, yesterday was fun. Good morning, everybody. Vibes are up on a Friday. That's James Hamm. I'm Kyle Matz, and we're hanging out with you until noon. Yesterday, on this program, you and I talked about sports moments.
Yes.
And just these things that happen in sports where you'll always remember where you were, who you were with, and you just kind of always remember that feeling. You can always kind of go back to it. And then we had one yesterday.
Spectacular. Spectacular.
USA-Serbia was one of those moments.
It became one of those moments. I did not expect that. I was going to leave, but then my car was in shop, and I was waiting for it to get done.
Yep.
So I'm like, okay, I might as well stay. And next thing you know, we just congregate in Studio One over here with Jesse. And
it was great.
And then it started getting bigger and bigger. Like, we started adding people, and yeah.
I sit in there with Jesse, because I like Jesse and I like hanging out with Jesse. But B, I can get work done in there without having people coming up and chatting with me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can't tell people, hey, I'm busy. When someone wants to chat, I'm like, yes, and I'm in. We're talking. So I remove myself so I can sit in here. I can listen to D'Lo and Casey. I can hang out with Jesse, and I can get my work done. No work got done yesterday. No work.
Oh, no. I mean, like, why would you work on a day like that? I mean, it was an incredible game.
Just remarkable.
Yeah.
I don't want to get necessarily into the play-by-play of it, because anybody who cares has at least seen highlights by now. But just sitting in there with you and Charlie and our guy Joe and Jesse, and just the energy and the excitement and the just discussion of, like, I don't know how they're going to win this game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, man, they got it to 9. Oh, right back to 13. Okay, got it to 11. Oh, no, back to 13.
It felt like a game where they were going to lose.
Right. How many times have you seen a team be down, you know, 15 or so points, and then they claw back and they get it to 11, and it's at 11, 15, 11 and 15, and then they get it to single digits, and you're like going, okay, this is where they need a bucket and a stop, and then they don't get a bucket, and then they don't get a stop. Oh, and then a turnover, and then another bucket. It just, that's how that game was going.
Yep.
And then the old guys took over in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I thought every single time that Team USA clawed back in, Serbia would drain a three.
It was uncanny.
And then they had the play where it was like an 11-point game, and I think we're having some audio issues somewhere, but it was an 11-point game, and a dude drilled a three and got fouled and pushed the lead to 15, and was like, oh, that's not good. That's when I thought, oh, this is...
Oh, the bogey one where Derek White fouled him.
Oh, was it bogey that
yes.
hit that? Okay.
Yes. So Derek White comes across, just bad contest. I'm with you. because that was, they had gotten it to 9, and I said, this feels like they're going to get it right back to 13.
Yeah.
And then they got it to 11, and then boom, 4-point play.
Yeah.
It was like, that's ball game.
Yeah, I thought it was ball game too.
And then they claw back. So I will never forget, as long as I live, and especially for me, if you don't know, growing up a Warriors fan, I'm a Steph guy.
Yeah.
And so seeing Steph in his first Olympics do that and getting to experience it with people who don't usually get to be on that side of a Steph game,
mm-hmm,
was so much fun. Wasn't that great?
Oh yeah, no,
wasn't
it was
exciting.
I've covered so many games with Steph Curry.
Yes, right.
Whether it's like Kings, Warriors, or it's Warriors all the way through the playoffs.
Yeah.
That you have, like, if you can't appreciate who Steph is, then why are you watching the game?
Sure.
Like it's almost like, again, people know I have Patrick Mahomes on my fantasy football team, mm-hmm, but if you can't watch a game with Patrick Mahomes and just go, oh man.
Dude.
Are you kidding me?
Patrick Mahomes is responsible for two of the biggest sports bummers in my life.
Yep.
And I have no choice but to stand. Like, that's the guy.
It feels like, you know what it feels like? If you really played, like, blacktop football.
Sure.
Like, if you went out and played football as a kid on the blacktop all the time, which I did, it's the zany things that you do. It, you mm-hmm know, like, I have a bunch of male cousins, and we used, every time we got together as families, mm-hmm, we would play street ball. We'd play football
on
the street, you know.
The very,
like,
best.
So you literally, like, go down to the Cadillac and take a left,
mm-hmm,
and just throw it over the back of the Cadillac, and I'll catch it.
Yep.
And so that's what it feels like when Mahomes is out there, like, dealing. And that's where, like, Steph, if you can't appreciate that, like, I don't know what to, like, enjoy the fact that you're watching something that we may never see again.
Yep.
Like, someone that can do what he does, that has, you know, just the pinpoint accuracy. It's so incredibly beautiful to watch on like, just as a basketball fan.
Yeah.
So, like, I do enjoy, you know, I'm not a Steph hater.
Sure.
Like, there are players on that team that I don't like and
sure,
and would prefer not to watch.
So. Sure.
But, you know, when it comes to, like, the beautiful game, like, he mm-hmm beats you. It's because he beat you.
Yeah.
It's because he put in the work to beat you, because, you know, like, watching him shoot from the tunnel, like, as he comes off the floor every single game, so, and he's, like, drilling, like, a 60-footer from behind the backboard.
Yeah.
It's just wild. Great. Wild, yeah, what that guy does.
Have you seen the photo of, I apologize to this Serbian player because I don't know his name, but it's the camera is to Steph's left, and he's mid jumper.
Mm-hmm.
He's gonna let it fly, and the defender is, like, on the ground with his hand on his forehead, like, oh no. That's a great photo. Yeah, no, that what you're talking about right now, just to separate from the Steph specific part of it, because Steph Curry, 36-8, 9 threes, tied the Olympic record, mm-hmm, set by Carmelo Anthony, who is in the building. We'll get to him shortly. You have LeBron going 16-12-10. And for not the whole game, he can't do it for whole games anymore. But it felt like every time Team USA needed it, LeBron James, 4 months shy of his 40th birthday, mm, can still dig down and go, okay, I'm the best player on the floor for 2 minutes here. Nobody's going to stop me on either end.
Mm.
And he did that yesterday, 16-12-10. And then you get Kevin Durant, who only had 9 points, but hit the dagger. The little shake and bake, gets to his right, gets to the elbow, rises, fires, bucket, ball game. And I think seeing those three players in the same uniform in the Olympics to help USA climb back from whatever they were, I think as many as 17 down.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, that's really freaking cool, man. The way people who experience the Dream Team talk about the Dream Team, that's kind of I don't want to get into the argument of which team would win. That's not what it is. But this is Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, and LeBron James in the Olympics, all doing the things that we just kind of know them for.
It's,
at the same time,
it's this generation's great.
Yes,
that's what it
yes,
is. It's,
that's it.
It's the generation, and it's the tail end of what they are,
mm-hmm,
and who they have been. So I even thought, like, Embiid had a moment where he took over for,
yes,
like, three consecutive possessions and really stem the tide.
Yep.
Like, he's the one that helped them climb back in the end. For, like, a glimpse, you're like, that's the guy who dominates every single time I watch him play.
1,000%, dude.
Yeah, I was like, I have watched enough of this Team USA, even the whole first half. I was like, why is he on the court?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I didn't get it. Like, why is he on the court right now? And then you got to this one little spurt in the late third or early fourth, and boom, boom, boom. Just like, okay. Just
getting to the rack.
Yeah.
The dunk he had where he pump faked from the corner and then drove in and dunked it and then fell the weirdest way anybody has ever fallen after a dunk. Yeah, man, it was just, it was awesome. And I loved that I have my issues with Steve Kerr not playing Jason Tatum.
Yeah.
I know we've hashed this out before, but I can't believe he just did that again, because there's something in the matchup with Serbia that he doesn't like Tatum for, which I don't understand.
It's got to be Filip Petrušev.
I do. It's got to be
like,
it.
Like, what is it?
We got no answer for Filip, and it's certainly not Jason. But that was kind of my whole issue in that first half, is like, man, they could really use a 6'8", 6'9", switchable defender who can get a bucket. But boy, it feels like a Jason Tatum game. But and Kenny brought this up yesterday, and I think it was a great point. Kerr not going back to Drew Holiday and Derek White in the fourth quarter and just going, hey, this is Devin Booker. This is LeBron James. This is Kevin Durant. This is Stephen Curry. These guys are going to take us home.
Yep.
That's what needed to happen in that moment, and he pulled that right string.
Yeah, I thought so too, and I thought it was interesting. It was like two Suns, two Lakers, and a Warrior, right? Mm-hmm. That's what it was, like the assembled team on the floor. It was like AD and LeBron.
Yeah.
And then it was Booker and
Steph.
And Durant with Steph.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting to watch sort of like the Western Conference, the Pacific Division. Like, yeah. Hey, look, it's the Pacific Division.
Hey, it's just the three teams. Hey, it's the play-in for the Pacific Division.
Yeah. I also, like, it's one of those things where we talked about it deep in the season, like, what the Kings were up against. They were up against, like, do we figure it was like 9 or 12 Hall of Famers in their division?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just incredible.
It's outrageous.
The onslaught of talent you're going up against.
I got to tell you, Devin Booker didn't score a bunch yesterday. I love this team, by the way. I am just all in on this version of Team USA men's basketball. But Devin Booker is the player who has, not that this matters, just from my standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
He's the player that I had the least level of opinion on. Like, I just didn't, like, he's Devin Booker. Like, yeah, he's a good player.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all in on Book now. I what he has shown in these Olympics, from a playmaking standpoint, from a willingness to give up the rock, from a willingness to shoot it when he is open, to playing really, really good defense. You mentioned it yesterday. He had a possession where Jokic was on him in the post.
Yep.
And Book didn't like win the matchup, but he held up long enough to, would he force a,
I think,
out
he,
of bounds, a
bad, I think,
pass?
He fouled him.
Oh, he did. That's right.
But it didn't matter. He didn't just get steamrolled for
exactly.
a bucket.
Yeah.
And that's what they kept getting the switch.
Mm-hmm.
And
he's like, just battling.
Yeah, he was. He was fighting. And I've never had, like, he's not one of my favorite guys. I've never had, like, this huge affinity towards Devin Booker.
No.
But watching him in this series is like, okay, this is, we talked about this, like, maybe last week. This is what the Olympics is about. It's about your stars, right? But then your next generation of stars getting a bump, like, learning something about themselves that they didn't know, and hopefully they can take that back with them to their team and making sort of the next generation of superstars. And, you know, I think Anthony Edwards is a guy that we all expect will have that. I would say, like, Jason Tatum is a guy who's, like, not, he's already there and he's already taken his team to an NBA championship and he's looking around like, this is not what I signed up for.
I'd be so pissed.
Yeah.
If it came out that Jason Tatum has real beef with the U.S. coaching staff after this, I would not blame him one bit. I typically, if Tyrese Halliburton came out and was like, this is some BS, I'd be like, calm down.
Like, shh.
Relax. Yeah. Relax, guys.
I've had enough of that.
That Jason Tatum was sitting there on the bench the entire, never even took his warm-ups off. Look, I don't, again, we litigated this after the first game against Serbia. I'm just baffled that they're down 11 at the half. And it's they lost the first three quarters, by the way.
Yeah, it's like, oh man, if we only had a guy who could get a bucket at any time against almost any matchup.
Bigger defender.
Yeah, if we only had that player, you get, like, all of us are sitting there like, hey, why aren't you putting, like, somebody else has to, like, Spoelstra has to be like, hey, bro, maybe we go to Tatum?
I love the idea that Mark Few is the one like, hey, what about Tatum? And they're like, shut up, Mark. Go away, Mark.
Zip it, Mark. Nobody asked you, Mark. Nobody asked you. Shh.
Yeah, man, I don't. But again, I don't. It's frustrating for sure. But like, they won.
Yeah, no, that's true.
And the process, you could question it. But that's kind of when people complain about Steve Kerr, when Warriors fans complain about Steve Kerr, it's like that's why.
Mm.
It's because a player who should be playing, or a player, let me rephrase that. A player that fans think should be playing doesn't play in favor of Steve Kerr's guy. Whether that's Derek White, or whether that's Drew Holiday, or whether that's Devin Booker, whoever it is, it's just, oh, that guy knows what to do. That guy's going to know what to do. He's going to be in the right place, and I'm going to prefer that over the talented player. As if Jason Tatum's some scrub who doesn't know how to play basketball.
So what you're saying is that Jason Tatum is the Moses Moody of the Golden State Warriors.
Of Team USA? USA? Yes, I think that's exactly right. That's a great analogy.
Yeah. Like, hey, why isn't he playing?
Yeah.
Pajemski is the future. I don't know what you're talking about.
His ball handling and stuff. You know,
Pajemski is the
lateral
future.
Lateral quickness. I don't know. It's
like, you know we didn't trade Pajemski for Lauri Markkanen and we think he's that good?
I understand that he was on the table.
Okay.
So that's my understanding of the situation.
Yeah, yeah,
but,
yeah.
But no, it's... And then every time Moody gets in, oh!
Huh.
Goes 3-for-4 from three, gets a couple of tough rebounds, it's a nice and one, plays some good defense. Next game, DNPCD.
Was it the play-in game, the Kings-Warriors?
Yeah.
He was so good.
He was their best player and then just didn't play.
And then didn't play. Like, no soup for you. Like,
I shouldn't say their best player. Like, he's one of their only productive guys.
In that game, he was really good.
Yeah.
We've got the gold medal game going right now.
It's already 3-1.
Soccer between Spain and France. Spain, España is up 3-1.
What are these Spain kits?
I don't know.
I don't like them.
Yeah, I'm with you. Like, I've never seen Spain
yellow?
But they're not. It's almost like a muted yellow, faded yellow.
It's like a well hydrated, you know.
Banana yellow.
It's not even.
No?
If someone tried to give me a banana that color, I would not enjoy that.
Okay.
I'm trying to. I don't think I've ever seen that color before.
No. It's a very, very light, light yellow. Like a faded yellow.
Like a pastel yellow. That is Easter yellow to me.
Oh, okay.
Does that play?
Maybe.
I don't know. Anyways.
The skill.
I'm hyped, dude. I am hyped for tomorrow. I'm also hyped for next Friday. I'll tell you why in a second. Tomorrow, we have U.S. Women's National Soccer Team playing for gold against Brazil at 8 a.m. And then we get U.S. Men's Basketball playing against France.
Yep.
At 12:30. We also have Raiders Vikings preseason opener.
Ooh.
That begins at 1. Coverage right here on ESPN 1320 begins at 12:30.
Nice.
And then at 4:00, the 49ers begin their preseason against the Titans.
Oh.
That's a good Saturday.
It is a good little Saturday.
I'd have split screens.
I might have to sit around and watch a bunch of sports on Saturday.
8 to 6 p.m., 6:30 p.m. 7. Mm. Yeah, we'll call it 7.
Amazing. The women won this morning.
They did.
They are
rolled.
Now headed to the gold medal game. They have won 60 consecutive.
60 of them things.
60 consecutive games and will go for gold on Sunday.
That's so crazy. And this is a Olympic semifinal against Australia, and they just rolled.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't locked into every second of that game because we were prepping for the show, but every time I looked up, it was great USA defense,
mm-hmm,
leading to great USA offense.
Ball
bing,
movement.
Boom, bucket.
Yeah.
Man, it's a really good team. It's a really, really good team. That's why I like watching the U.S. women's team a lot, is because, yes, they're more talented than the other squads for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But the just it's not like they just go, hey, Asia Wilson one on one for a while. Okay, Breonna Stewart one on one for Sabrina Ionescu, get in here. You go play one on one for they just play ball, man.
Yeah,
it's a really, really good brand of basketball.
It's high quality basketball. Very, very high quality basketball. I'd even say like higher quality than a lot of what we've seen from the men's team.
Oh, yeah.
Just like just play design and everything else. Mm-hmm. Just much higher quality.
They generate so many open shots.
Yeah.
It's so crazy. So yeah, they're playing in the gold medal game as well. I think that's Sunday.
It is.
That's insane.
It's Sunday at, well, I don't, it's Sunday, but I'm not sure. Who are they playing?
I don't know yet.
Yeah, I don't know
either. I think the other game's later today. We'll dig into
okay.
that.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Next Friday, by the way, we're going to the Rivercats game.
Yep.
We have a suite at Sutter Health Park.
That's right.
We're inviting you to help us fill out that suite. Go to ESPN1320.com. You'll see a contest page. And during today's show, we will give you a keyword that you will enter, and you will be entered to win two tickets to Sutter Health Park next Friday, August 16th. In the ESPN 1320 suite, we're going to be hanging out, having a great time, watching some good baseball, eating some good food, drinking some good drinks.
I think I take down three glizzies.
That's ridiculous.
I think this is our last contest day.
It is. It's our last day to win tickets.
It is.
So get to ESPN1320.com. Tell your friends. Oh, I'm fired up right now. I can't say why, but someone's here at the studio that I'm very happy to see.
Oh, I missed it.
I really can't wait to go to break.
Okay.
I can't wait to go say hi to that person. Last couple things on the Team USA game, and then we'll move on. Jokic, just ridiculous. 17, 5, and 11.
Mm-hmm.
And he just, it's not, it's, I don't want to get bored with Nikola Jokic. But it feels just run-of-the-mill for him.
Yeah.
But he made a couple of passes yesterday. He's just different, man. He's ridiculous. He is such a good player.
I think what I really enjoy about him is that he doesn't care who it is. If you're playing good basketball, he's going to find you.
Yep.
And, you know, that's not always the case. Like, even Team USA, there were a handful of forced, ridiculously bad shots. I would like single out Embiid in the first half and mm-hmm. Kevin Durant both in the first half. I thought took some just horrendous shots.
Yeah.
Mid-range stuff where they're off balance and draped all over. Someone's mm-hmm. draped all over him. Jokic just feels like he makes the right play so many times.
Yep, every time.
Yeah, it's like, hey, who's that guy underneath the basket? I don't care. I'm gonna hit him with a perfect bounce pass,
yep.
and he's going to dunk.
I think that's why it sticks out so much. Because There are great Domantas Sabonis, great passing big man,
mm-hmm.
it's right here. We watch him all the time. With Jokic, I think it's fun because I don't watch him every day. But B, I've never seen him throw, and I'm sure he has. I know you can send me clips, but I feel like when I watch him, he never throws a bad pass. It just every time it hits the guy right in the chest, right in the shooting pocket. If it's a lob, it's right there. But he's amazing. It was really good yesterday. And how about Bogey?
Man, he's such a baller.
Bogdanovic.
Covering him, like, his first 3 years in the league, such a good dude. And we had so many good moments because mm-hmm. when he got here, he spoke English very well.
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't understand some of the, like, the colloquialisms, like,
yeah,
that
yeah.
our sayings, our phrases. And, like, we had this moment early on in his career, and Sean, we were in the locker room with Bogey, and Sean Cunningham said, yeah, that game kind of snowballed on you a little bit. And mm-hmm. and he just looks. and he looks at me. I'm like, do you not know what snowball means? He's like it kind of
he's shaking
like,
his head no.
He got
big, audio medium.
Like, it got out of control and got bigger and bigger and bigger. He's like, oh, yes, Sean, it did snowball. And we had this moment. When he came back into town this last year, Sean and I were there, and he came over and he talked to, like, we had a moment
cool.
about that specific.
That's really cool.
Like, he's such a good dude. He loves the game so much. One of the, like, honestly, that's a mistake that he's not on the Sacramento Kings anymore because he was a guy who would have been able to help you get somewhere earlier. So even the year that they lost him, you know, and he basically the Kings didn't match his offer sheet with the Atlanta Hawks.
Mm-hmm.
The Kings missed the playoffs by two games that year, and they didn't sign anyone. It was that's the year that they got Hassan Whiteside and Glenn Robinson.
Okay,
the second.
I was trying to remember this yesterday.
Yeah,
when they lost Bogdan, they had a trade for him.
Okay, so they tried.
Help me remember this.
Okay, so what happened was before the free agency window opened, they had a trade with him going to Milwaukee. It was a three-team deal, and I can't remember who the third team was, but Dante DiVincenzo coming to Sacramento.
Mm-hmm.
And that deal got ixnayed by the league because they weren't able to negotiate with Bogdanovich when they did, the Milwaukee Bucks weren't. And so the deal, they lost a second-round pick for that, the Bucks did.
Like tampering.
Yeah, the Kings didn't because he was their free agent and they could have conversations with him.
Right.
But the whole thing fell apart, and then he signed an offer sheet with Atlanta and the Kings decided not to pick up the offer. They waited until the last hour.
That's right.
And then
That's
decided
right.
not to pick up the offer sheet, which, you know, again, it was a long time ago, but they missed the playoffs that year by, I think it was two games. And, you know, during building up into the pandemic, like when everything shut down,
mm-hmm.
like Bogdanovich had just shifted into the starting lineup for Buddy Hield. And when that happened, they went like 13-7 to finish the season. And they were rolling when the Rudy Gobert situation happened, when he tested positive.
Right. That was a huge game that night for the Kings.
Yeah. The Kings were playing the
New Orleans.
But the ref from that game, who had been in the reffing locker room with the others, had reffed the Utah Jazz Oklahoma City game the Utah Jazz game on Monday.
Right.
Right. Then we started to hear stuff early in the day. Well, their game started early. We started to hear, there's a problem with Gobert and I think Donovan Mitchell, mm-hmm. like at the same time. And we were waiting to see what was going to happen. And then boom, he tests positive. Well, the ref from that game was in Golden 1. And so he was with the other refs. And then once the Pelicans found that out, I remember I was sitting with Sam Amick. We were looking down the tunnel, the visiting tunnel, at their guys, at their locker room door. And the door opened and a guy came out and goes, "We're done." And that was it. Yeah. But to that point, the Kings had rolled. And they were really good.
Yeah.
And they were trying to track down Memphis, and Memphis was fading fast. And Memphis' schedule was ridiculous. So it looked like it was going to come down to the Kings and the Pelicans. Mm-hmm. And the Kings had the Pelicans' number that year. And that's what it felt. And that's when that whole thing fell apart. And then you get to that offseason, and then they don't retain Bogdanovich, who had, again, been a huge part of why they had stormed. Yeah, really,
that's
really
wild.
A bummer season.
That is. That's tough. He was good yesterday, though. 20 points, 4 boards, 3 assists.
Mm-hmm.
I thought when I would have guessed he had like 28 points and 5 made threes.
Yeah.
It just felt like he was the guy that down, every time the U.S. would scratch a claw, it was bogey with some kind of big shot. And then he's doing the Carmelo 3 to the dome thing and looking at Carmelo while he's doing it. And that pissed LeBron off. Oh. Like, really, that's kind of what locked LeBron in, which I thought was kind of funny. And then and Team USA goes on to win the fourth quarter, 32-15, and they pull away with a win.
I thought, though, Bogdanovich is like his fire and personality.
It's great.
It's what buoyed them.
No,
and,
it was so
and
fun.
Helped push them. Yeah,
it made the game great.
Man, he's so
it was,
good.
It was part of the reason the game was so much fun. Him chirping, him doing the 3 to the dome thing. Man, just a awesome, awesome sports moment. Glad I got to experience with you and everybody here.
Yeah, that was
ESPN
fun.
1320. That was a really great time. After the game, Kevin Durant did a little tweeting.
Mm.
I don't care that Kevin Durant was tweeting. I mean, we can talk about that, but I think his message is a really interesting conversation. And then we've got some preseason football coming up this week, and I want to talk about what we're looking for with the 49ers and the Raiders. And are the 49ers already in trouble? Are the vibes already that bad? We'll talk about that as well. On the Insiders, he's James Hamm. I'm Kyle Madsen. Plus, we're giving away a couple of Rivercats tickets to our suite, our ESPN 1320 suite at Sutter Health Park. We'll be doing that coming up as well. We're the Insiders. Sponsored by Jiffy Lube. ESPN 1320. Sacramento Sports.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Back to the Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen. Brought to you by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320.
This is a joke. I'm about to tell a joke. Hey, we have breaking news. I have confirmed evidence per source. Monty McNair was in public yesterday not wearing a vest.
Sounds bum, bum, bum!
I have photo evidence.
I kind of feel like even when he doesn't wear a vest, he might have like the old tuxedo shirts, the printed tuxedo shirts, but it's a printed vest shirt.
It's just on underneath.
Yeah.
His undershirt.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That is insane.
I don't know how he wears a vest when it's 106 outside.
Like I thought about, because I used to work in San Francisco. And where I got off of BART in San Francisco, I got off at the Embarcadero, which is right there in the middle of the financial district. And walking through there every day, you walk around and you see tech bros in their slacks and their button-up shirts and their puffy vests, and you're like, man, I should become a vest guy.
Oh?
I think I want to be a vest guy. But vests are weird because I feel like they don't do anything. Like, they're just on.
Yeah. They, like, if you want to sweat more, I guess,
but it's just like, it's like being hugged by a not very strong human. and then you don't have sleeves.
Yeah.
So if I'm walking around in the city and I have a short sleeve shirt and a vest on, what's the vest doing for me? It's not going to do a lot, right? Because I still got exposed arms. It's going to be cold still, and it's not super heavy. So that's why, like, if it's 100 degrees out and he still has his vest on, I don't think it's that crazy.
Mm.
Now, when he pulls up in his black, like, quarter zip thing with the vest.
Oh, yeah.
And then DeMar DeRozan pulls up in his sweatshirt combo when it's 110.
Well, he had a vest on, too. It was just a beige vest.
That's right. Yes. Sick outfit. Did not match the weather.
No. No, it was so hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you could go vest in the summer and not be ridiculous. Is that not like wearing a tank top? It feels real tank top-ish to me. Is it a basketball jersey?
It is a version of the tank top, I guess.
Is a vest not just a puffy basketball jersey with a zipper?
I think it is.
I don't know. Does he do it? You might know the answer to this. Does he do that as a bit now?
I think it's a bit. I think it's also something he gets up every day and he's like, all right, like same gray shirt, same vest. Like he's got a whole closet filled with the same outfits. And he's just like, why not? Like, let's just do this. Like he's got other things he's spending his brain power on.
I love the idea that he's leaning into the bit. Like he doesn't really like the vest, but he knows that people are expecting the vest.
Yeah.
I hope that's the case. I hope that's what he's doing.
Yeah. It's very
Monty,
possible.
If you're listening, 916-909-1320.
Just call us, Monty. We need to know.
Give us a buzz. We won't even ask you a hard question. We just need to know, do you wear the vest as a bit? We're just very pro-vest. I know people who were... I went through a phase in Arizona when I worked at a video streaming company. And I went through this phase where I was doing... This is so dumb. This is the like most 24-year-old thing I did. I was in the dress for the job you want phase.
Okay.
And so at this job where you could literally roll in basketball shorts and flip-flops, I was pulling up in slacks and a shirt tucked in with the tie.
Nice.
And in Arizona, there's like a 6-week stretch where you get winter.
Yeah.
Or at least probably like East Coast fall, but Arizona winter for sure, California winter for sure, where you can get away with like a quarter zip. And so I was doing quarter zip over my button-up shirt with the tie.
I do that a lot.
I love that look. Great look.
Yeah, I wore that to games all the time.
Yeah, it's a really good look. And so that's what I would do for a while. So maybe that's just his thing. He's like, you know what? This looks great.
Mm-hmm.
I love this look. I'm rocking it. Somebody's on the line. Hey, are you Monty McNair?
No, I'm Don Jr.
All right, see you, Don. I'm joking. Don, what do you got?
I got to weigh on this vest.
Please.
Tank top, slingshot, wife beater thing.
Please. Let's call it an A shirt, just for...
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Anyway, a tank top, right? A vest is just a tank top with hardware. Like, seriously.
Yes.
A thicker tank top with hardware.
Dude. Right?
It's good for ADD people or, you know, whatever. But that's my take on it.
Like, you get it.
It doesn't really do anything except maybe a fashion statement or something, but... That's my take on it, guys.
My man. Thanks for the call.
Okay, so...
916-909-1320. Is a vest just a tank top with hardware? We're getting to the core of this today.
This is ridiculous.
Leezy, so hang on real quick. So Leezy in the chatty house, and if you listen to D'Lo and KC, you'll be familiar with Leezy. He calls all the time. If you've ever been out to one of their events, Leezy's out there with a camera doing great work. Love everything Leezy does for the station. Salute. He said he saw Monty McNair yesterday in public, took a photo with him, doesn't have his vest on, which is what kicked off this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Leezy, you can hit the chat with it or you can just give us a call. Did you ask him about the vest? Did you comment? Because if I saw Monty McNair, if Monty McNair walked into our studio right now and said, hey guys, I got time today, I'm here for an interview, and he wasn't wearing a vest, my first question, I don't care about DeMar DeRozan, I don't care about the starting lineup, I don't care about other moves, I don't care about Kyle Kuzma or any trade they did or didn't or will or won't make, I want to know why the hell he's not wearing a vest.
Mm-hmm.
First question.
I've actually been with Monty McNair out and about where he's not wearing a vest But I, it's
his, and you didn't ask.
It's his standard fare.
You're a journalist, James. You need to get to the bottom of these questions.
See, I like in the chat, Kyle Renata. Like, is it a life preserver? Like, because you remember, like, the Back to the Future.
Yeah,
he's asked very specifically, why are you wearing a life preserver?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I always joke around. We are going to dress as Monty and Wes for Halloween.
Oh, 1,000%.
Oh, yeah.
I need to go find a vest.
Oh, yeah. I've got
a vest. I might
buy
a King's vest.
Oh.
I'm not doing that. That'd be nuts.
No, they're usually...
Buying a King's vest just for the bit of wearing it for Halloween is crazy.
I'm not... No, we can get vests at the Costco. They have vests. They go, you know, for like $15. We'll vest up. We're good.
Okay. Great. Yeah. I love that for us. 916-909-1320. If you want to weigh in on the vest conversation, I will not be wearing a vest on Friday, August 16th, when you and I go to the Rivercats game and sit in the ESPN 1320 suite with our winners of our contest that we've been having that's been going on since last week. The last day to win is today.
Okay.
ESPN1320.com. You'll see a contest page. And on the contest page for the Rivercats game on August 16th, go enter the keyword... Trot. Trot. T-R-O-T, like home run trot.
As hot in, to.
Hot to trot. Trot Nixon, of course. Red Sox legend?
Yeah.
Twins legend. Twins legend?
Red Sox.
Both? Doesn't matter. Anyways, red and dark blue. That's what I associate with Trot Nixon. Enter that keyword at ESPN1320.com and you'll be entered to win two tickets to the Rivercats game. In the ESPN 1320 suite at Sutter Health Park on Friday, August 16th. Okay, this is very important. Leezy, you're on the Insiders. Did you ask Monty McNair why he wasn't wearing a vest?
Yo, Kyle. No, I did not ask him.
Brutal.
Kyle just hung up on.
Leezy, call back. Just a bit. You can call back, Leezy.
A cold world over here, Kyle. That's brutal. Trot Nixon played for the Boston Red Sox, finished his career with the Cleveland Indians, followed by the New York Mets in his final 2 years.
So I had the dark blue and red thing right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was for Boston forever. Hopefully, Leezy calls back.
Yeah, call back.
Call us back.
That was messing with
you. That was amazing.
Speaking of stuff going on at ESPN 1320, 12:30 tomorrow, coverage begins Raiders, Vikings, preseason football. And you're going to hear it and don't believe anybody. Okay, hang on. We'll get to football in a second. Leezy, what's going on?
Yo, what's up, Kyle? So yesterday, I ran into Monty McNair. I work downtown and I'm really close to G1. And when I seen him, I didn't think that was him because he wasn't wearing his vest. But, you know, he was wearing a King shirt. Yeah, it was part of the gig, the bit. But I ran up to him. I was like, hey, what's up, Monty? Like all the work you did, blah, blah, blah. Can I get a picture? And he was cool about it. I was just nervous. I've met Vivek like twice. I wasn't nervous. I mean, a lot of people through camera work, never nervous. But Monty, he has a different aura to him. So, yeah.
He's a smart guy.
Monty, good aura right now, you're reporting.
Yes, good aura. Definitely perfect. Strong aura.
All right, perfect. Thanks, Leezy. Appreciate you, man.
Yep. Monty
McNair's aura is good. You heard it here first.
Kyle, you just missed one of the most incredible goals by France. It's now 3-2. They're trying to storm back.
So you pointed at the TV and mouthed incredible, and I just looked up and it's the U.S. men's relay team, and I'm like, they're fast guys for sure.
The goal right before that was wild.
Well, I hope they get back to it so we can tap in with the pastel yellow uniforms again. Gold medal game in men's soccer, France and Spain. The Raiders open their preseason schedule tomorrow. Mm-hmm. They're playing the Minnesota Vikings again. Coverage begins right here on ESPN 1320, 12:30 p.m. And we'll get to interesting stuff from the 49ers preseason. I think there's way more interesting stuff going on in the Raiders preseason game. We got a full-blown quarterback battle. We're going to have Gardner Minshew and Aiden O'Connell going at it. That's, if you've got a starting quarterback battle, it's probably not great for your team in the long run for the season. It's not typical that you have a starting QB battle and then go on to have a ton of success in that season.
Well, especially when the dudes that are competing are like somewhat mid.
Well, right. If it's two dudes competing, they're probably both going to be pretty mid.
We can be all in on Minshew Magic, but at the same time.
Yeah, he's pretty mid.
Like, we understand that he's like the 24th best quarterback in the NFL.
That's what I was going to say. I think he is the, is he the replacement level quarterback?
Yes.
Like, he is the.
Yeah.
He'll get you to 9-8.
He's the Elvis Gerbach of this generation.
Elvis Gerbach misses. I should say this. I missed Elvis Gerbach.
Oh, okay. That's before your time.
Yeah, I feel like, is he Mark Sanchez-ish?
No, there is a quarterback, though, who is always.
Is he just going to Vinny Testaverde this thing?
Yeah, but even Testaverde was a legitimate starter.
Testaverde covers like, he covers so many generations.
Oh, yeah.
You get people who are 28 and people who are 70 who are like, oh, yeah, Testaverde, I remember that guy.
Well, everyone remembered him in college because he
at Miami.
At Miami, but I think it was before his junior year, he went out on a little mini race cars and dumped it and got road rash and couldn't play in the national championship game, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so, like, Testaverde was known forever. I'm trying to think who the other, like, perennial backup quarterbacks, like, that just stuck around forever as a back. You know, before Rich Gannon got the job with the Raiders, he kind of bounced around and did that.
Minnesota and Kansas City.
Yeah, the Steve Berline, although Berline was a starter.
Kerry Collins?
Kerry Collins was a starter for years with the Giants and then the Raiders. I don't know.
But Minshew's carving out a nice little role as a starter too.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he's why am I drawing a blank? Brian Hoyer. Bringing up Brian Hoyer in the
chat.
Brian
Hoyer's a good one. Yeah. Bruce Gradkowski. Oh no, who is homie for the Charlie Batch?
Oh, there you go. That's a good one. Yeah.
I feel like Minshew's better than Charlie Batch.
Yeah. Nick Foles. I don't know.
Nick Foles won a Super Bowl, man. Yeah. Hey, and salute to Nick Foles. He just retired. Yeah.
Yep. Oh, there we go. Fitzmagic. There we go.
Fitzpatrick. Yeah. They got the same energy, too.
That's a good point. That's the one right
that's
there.
Same energy, too. Same, like, Ryan Fitzpatrick and Gardner Minshew are like if jorts were a person. They both have.
Do you have a pair of jorts?
No.
Oh.
You know what's crazy is, as you know, big K-pop guy here.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought I was a big K-pop fan until I met Gina, who works as part of the sales staff here.
Mm-hmm.
And she is like deep in the K-pop universe.
Yeah.
I know nothing, it turns out. But anyways, that jorts are a big thing in the K-pop fashion. Like K-pop, peak K-pop fashion right now is like 90s grunge.
Oh.
It is fascinating. It's a different twist on it and a different take on it, but you see a lot of jorts. You see like a lot of flannel.
Oh.
You see a lot of wallet chains.
Oh.
Or things like wallet
chains.
They're
bringing the wallet chains back?
It's incredible.
Okay.
I haven't bought jorts. I'd be lying if I said I didn't think about it.
When we were in Venice, me and my son got jorts together, like as like a gag, and then we just wore jorts everywhere.
Just guys being dudes.
Yeah, just wore jorts everywhere. Jorts. Yeah, so we have. I don't know if I could fit in my jorts at this point, but maybe
that'll be the vibe for me.
Yeah,
maybe I'll get some jorts next time I go on vacation.
Straight up jorts. We're about to get this men's. Is this a 4x100?
I think so.
Okay.
Noah Lyles is out because he has COVID.
Yeah.
So he is not racing. Are jorts back? BP Butler in the chat saying jorts are back. Jorts and a vest?
Oh, no. Jorts and a vest? Oh, man. That's a look right there.
If I wear jorts to work, you guys got to call me Jordy Fernandez. That was a bad joke. If anybody turned their radio off, I don't blame them for that.
That's right.
You know what's interesting about preseason quarterback battles, though?
Mm-hmm.
As we try and get this train back on the track. It's a Friday, everybody. It's so funny because we've been through this with the Niners a lot, right? as recently as last year, that if Brock Purdy was healthy, he was going to start. That was always going to be the case. But there was this perceived, well, there was a battle between Trey Lance and Sam Darnold.
Mm-hmm.
What's funny about the quarterback battle stuff, and I'll be watching on Saturday, and if Minshew tears it up, I'm going to get on the radio on Monday and be like, yo, Gardner needs to start. If he stinks and O'Connell goes out, if Aiden O'Connell goes out and lights it up, I'm going to go, yo, Aiden O'Connell is back. You got to start. But realistically, they're evaluating this based on classroom work. They're evaluating this based on practices. They've seen so many practice reps. The games are nice, and the games can help. But so much of these decisions on who's going to start where are made in practice.
I think I want to live in a world where this completely comes down to a coin flip. That's what right. I'm hoping. That's it. Just like coin flip. Whoever wins, it comes down to maybe we do rock, paper, scissors, Rochambeau.
Okay.
For who's the starter. Because I don't
in.
Think.
Would you not? Would you, dude, if the Raiders live streamed the best two out of the best
the two that,
the best
and a mustache
and his jorts and his cutoff
O'Connell
sleeve.
O'Connell way taller. Like, come on, flannel. Bro. Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Oh, we're running. The guys are running.
We have running and running.
So oh, much running is
oh,
happening.
Bad
oh,
handoff.
Bad handoff. Really bad handoff.
That's USA.
Yeah, it is.
That just basically took him out of medal contention, at least it looked like.
Tough go. Unless this guy can catch everybody. I don't know any of the people's names.
Yeah, this is...
But these guys are all my heroes. I don't know anything about any of these people. But
oh, man.
I will die for... Oh, my God. Look at him go.
Yeah.
I will die for this man. Make a play. Get there. Nope. No chance.
Wow.
Yeah, that first handoff was tough.
Holy cow.
That first handoff was a really tough go. I'm devastated.
Absolutely.
I've never
crazy.
Been more hurt.
I mean, they were like eighth,
yeah,
seventh.
That was not a not a good race for our guys.
No. Wow. Absolutely disaster.
Tough.
Disastrous.
Tough. Okay. Anyways, back to football.
Sorry, we were distracted by the men's 4x100 relay at the Olympics.
Yeah, it was good radio. Where was I? Oh, Raiders streaming. If they live streamed a best 2 out of 3 rock, paper, scissors competition for the starting quarterback job.
Yep.
That'd be the most watched thing that they put on the internet all year.
Mm.
Yeah. The NFL Network would pull it.
Oh, yeah.
That would be incredible.
It would probably earn you like Hard Knocks next year. Like they would go
the
all in on
teams want
to
be on Hard Knocks?
I don't know. I wouldn't want my team to be on Hard Knocks.
Hey, I would. The offseason Hard Knocks?
Mm?
Yikes. I would not. If you told me I could be on off-season Hard Knocks once or training camp Hard Knocks mm-hmm. every year for the next 10, I would take the every year for the next 10.
Wow.
The off-season one was a brutal look for the Giants.
Oh, that's not good.
It turns out, not a lot of smart guys in the building.
Oh.
I'm sure there's a lot of smart guys in the building, but it turns out some of the people in decision-making positions there, not great.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They came across poorly?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's not good.
Like, just not the high-level football thinking you would expect.
Okay.
Because when we sit here and talk, we always give the caveat, you know, these guys are watching film. These guys know what they're looking at. You know, they're looking at numbers and stats. They got analytics departments. They're looking at stuff that we're not privy to. But here's kind of what we think. No, not with the Giants. They're like, where did that guy rank in passing yards? Like, what?
Passing
yards?
You're
just sorting by passing yards? Like everybody?
You're just
it's
like
crazy.
Going to Football Reference and hitting the passing yards button.
Yeah, dude. Yard. Insane. Just totally insane.
Wow.
Yeah.
Maybe they just didn't want to show like their secret formulas.
I mean, I guess. But I would not want everybody looking at me and my team like that for sure. Mm. Other stuff, I haven't seen an official thing on this. I'm guessing Brock Bowers is gonna play. And if he is, I certainly hope he does. Want to see the rookie tight end. Also, another rookie, DeCamrion Richardson, 4th-round pick for the Raiders. Looks like he can play.
Oh.
And I'm interested to see if that translates to game action.
Yeah.
We tapped into that as well.
They've got a lot of question marks coming into the season, whether it's quarterback or even the running back position.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of intrigued by their starting by Zamir White. as far as like a fantasy option, but
yeah,
I don't know, like one touchdown, one rushing touchdown, no receiving touchdowns last year. I'm kind of intrigued though, because he looks like a dude.
Yeah, he's always been really good. He's just been behind Josh Jacobs the whole time.
Yeah, yeah. So now I am really intrigued to see how they kind of piece that thing together.
If he even plays.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll see there. The Raiders and Vikings play on Saturday, 12:30. Coverage begins right here on ESPN, 13:20. We've got a 1 o'clock kickoff. We got a penalty here in France, Spain.
No, this isn't penalty, is it?
This is a penalty in France aiming to tie it. Sorry, guys, we got a couple minutes left in the segment.
Oh, we've got...
we've got France looking to tie Spain.
Romelu Lukaku.
Men's soccer.
Wow.
3-2. France trailing.
2 minutes into 5 minute extra time.
Stoppage time.
Stoppage time. There we go. Wow, this is insane.
This is...
Don't leave your line, keeper. Don't leave your line. This could...
Oh, boy. Here we go. The approach.
The equalizer.
Oh, that's such light work. That was such light work. That's it. The penalty... I think the penalty kick is the hardest easy thing to do in sport. Or is it the easiest hard thing to do in sports?
Maybe.
It just...
Oh, that wasn't Lukaku. I don't know.
I don't think he's French.
Oh, no, I think he is.
Is he?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I think these are all U23s. But...
Oh, no, he's Belgium. My bad.
The penalty kick is just... It looks so easy, right?
Mm-hmm.
But as the keeper, it feels like the ball is 6 inches away. But then when you're trying to shoot it, it feels like I have nowhere to put this.
Pause. Yeah, I coached a lot of soccer.
Right, that's why I'm hoping you can help me out.
And so a lot of times, like I would just go in net while we did drills to practice PKs.
Yeah.
And either a kid has it or he doesn't.
Interesting.
Like either a kid is good at it or he's not. Like I remember, like we had an older team but we would do clinics or camps and younger kids would come, especially like really good younger kids would come to the camp. And I remember there was one kid who it didn't matter if I leaned even a smidge the wrong way, he'd lace it in the top.
Night.
And he was like 11.
Yeah.
Like he could read the keeper so well, even at that age.
Wow.
So either you know how to do it or you don't. Like, and there are a lot of guys who are really good soccer players who choke away every time they get an opportunity.
I know. That's what stuff. I am stunned at how many penalties don't get made.
Yeah. They overthink it.
I know.
Yeah, plus so, the keeper isn't supposed to leave the line.
I can't tell if it's a hard, easy thing to do or an easy, hard thing to do.
Yeah. Let's see.
I don't know. But whatever.
I think it's an easy, hard thing.
That was a really well taken penalty.
Yeah.
He has kept it low to the corner. Keeper went the wrong way. Night night.
Yeah, you don't have to even have a ton of juice on the kick in order to get it in the net. So, but you got to put it where the keeper's not.
Yep. All right. We also got to go to break. That's James Hamm. I'm Kyle Madsen. We'll talk about the 49ers preseason opener and why the vibes are so bad in San Francisco. And Jonathan Kuminga wants what from Golden State? We'll talk about that as well coming up. He's James Hamm. I'm Kyle Madsen. We're the Insiders on ESPN 1320 Sacramento Sports Center.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
My dad works in B2B marketing.
He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.